big news in the world of politics, Fev. We are still waiting for the final, call to be made on who the leader of the Labor Party will be. Shorten stepped down. Tanya Plibersek put her hand up for a minute, and then a minute later, I think it was literally within a few hours, took her hand down and for family reasons. Did she get a phone call and someone said, I just don't think so.
Take a back seat.
And then the Bowen guy, I don't really know Chris.
Bowen within a day retreated and then went did a backflip and said nah.
Now, front runner is Albo. Now, I call him Albo because I think he wants to be called Albo because this is an interesting one. So for so long, I always thought he was Anthony Albanese and a lot of people – other than Christopher Pyne, always called him something different. Let's have a listen.
Anthony Albanese.
Anthony Albanese.
Anthony Albanese.
Anthony Albanese.
Albanese.
Anthony Albanese.
Anthony Albanese.
Albanese. There's the Albanese way.
The Albanese way. It's a great name, Albanese.
Yes, and that was on the project, and they asked him, how does it actually pronounce?
They did. So, and I love this, he did clarify it, but he was also very keen to promote a name he'd rather be called.
It's Albanese, but you don't say spaghetti bolognese, do you? So, you know, Albo is a lot easier. You can't get that wrong.
You know what I love about this, Feb? I mean, really, if he's going with his bolognese theory, then we just call him Albanese.
Yeah.
But what he's done is, let's just go with Albo, shall we? Just Albo. And you know, my theory about this is, see, ScoMo became ScoMo, and I don't believe that was him. I have a feeling a headline, one of the newspapers ran it, and then everyone went, this is great, ScoMo. But I reckon Albo's gone, ScoMo's doing well in those polls that nobody cares about and they're clearly inaccurate. But I reckon I've got to have that man of the people vibe. Yeah. Got to get to my working class roots. I'm going to be Albo.
Yeah, self-proclaimed nickname.
But you're allowed to. See, Feb, I think we have to call him Albo. He can't say he wants to be Albo.
That's our call.
It's got to be our call. And I remember I spoke to you, Mia, how do I vote? Who would I vote for? And she goes, who's ScoMo? What's his first name? And I had to tell her because everyone just knows him as ScoMo.
ScoMo.
Everyone knows him as his nickname.
It's dangerous being a nickname.
It is.
But, I mean, I
got a self-proclaimed nickname.
Yeah, well, see, you do. And I think I'm the only one who runs with it.
Yeah, right. Loosh.
Loosh.
Did that myself.
So talk us through why you gave yourself the nickname Loosh.
Do you really want me to?
Yes, please.
God, I opened up the paper on a Sunday morning. It was the Herald Sun. I didn't even have to open it because it was on the front page. It said the Fevolution dominates the G because I kicked eight. And I'm like, Fevolution? That sounds awesome. So I'm like, how do I shorten that? And I went Lucian at the start because that was my email, like Lucian25 for a long time. And then I was like, I need a short because Lucian just sounds a bit...
Why don't you just keep Fevolution with your Fev at the top?
Yeah, well, I can't. It's just long. So okay. I just went Loosh. So now everything's Loosh.
Loosh.
Yeah.
How successful... I mean, I call you Loosh. How successful have you been with that?
Like, yeah, all the boys call me Loosh.
Loosh.
Yeah, or Croc.
Because it's the funny one with you too, because you've really branded yourself as Fev.
Yeah.
So almost.
I didn't brand myself as Fev. That's just our workplace.
So you're not really Fev.
No, I'm Brendan.
That's a really good point. Maybe we've given you a nickname.
So we've called the whole show Fifi, Fev and Byron. What should it be?
Fifi, Lucian, Byron.
Ooh.
Or Fifi, Brendan and Byron.
Brendan would be nice.
If you had Brendan, you might get that prominent bit at the end that Byron got.
Yeah, because it looks long, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, like Fifi and Fev's really dismissive and then it's and Byron.
It makes it look like I'm the main guy in the show, which is many would say is the case.
131060. If you have given yourself a nickname, or you know what I'd love to hear, actually? Let's hear from people who've tried to give themselves a nickname and it hasn't flown.
Okay, yeah, that's good.
Casey,
yes,
our wonderful producer.
Casey Frame is her full name, if you're wondering.
I love this because I've never heard this story before, Case.
So I used to work in Hobart as a little promo chick and we were all discussing what our on-air name could potentially be. And as a joke, I said Frame Train and it stuck for a really long time.
The Frame Train.
I love that. The Frame Train's really good.
Now it's going to stick here too.
Stick big time.
I like it.
Train.
There we go. The F Train.
131060. Give us a call. So there's a range of things here. If you've gone to have your own nickname.
Yeah. Well, also, have you got a mate or a friend or a colleague? Yeah, but everyone does that.
Got Stick over here.
I've never been called Stick.
Have you got someone in your life who's said, hey, guys, call me this? I just think it's funny giving yourself a nickname.
You don't get to do
that. Have you given yourself a nickname?
131060 is the number.
1019.
The Fox.
The Fox.
Has Anthony Albanese of the Labour Party,
Albanese,
given himself a nickname?
It's Albanese, but you don't say spaghetti bolognese, do you? So, you know, Albo is a lot easier. You can't get that wrong.
But so is Albanese. I mean, I love it. I love what he's done. He's gone, I really want this
I want to be cool.
I want to see I want the headline of the Herald Sun to be Albo's the next leader of the Labour Party.
Because it's cool to have a nickname, Boxy, because I was footy club. Everyone's got a nickname.
Well, in politics, K-Rudd.
K-Rudd.
That's how he got elected at that stage. He's got an Albo. Come on, guys, give it. Just make that one stick, please.
I like it, Albo.
But
Albo.
There is often when you tell people what to call you, they choose not to because nickname is something that's bestowed on you usually by others. Chantelle from Melton South. Hi, Chantelle.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Chantelle, now this is your daughter's given herself a nickname.
She has. When she was 4 years old, she just suddenly declared, my name's not Lexi, it's Sexy Lexi.
Oh, that's so cute.
She's now 15 and she's still known as Sexy Lexi. And wow. She hates it.
See, I love that.
Is so,
I should have given that a
really
round of applause.
Cute at 4 or 15.
Yeah, it's not
fun. Still get...
That was inappropriate.
15, sorry, no.
You haven't got a nickname.
Oh, I got Cookie a lot at school. Cookie.
Mm. Yeah. Greg? Greggy?
I get B. Well, I did get Greggy, actually, back in the Greg
Greggy!
Day. Okay. Luke's on the line. Boring.
We'll have to give him a nickname.
We are.
We have to work out a nickname.
I'm fine, thanks.
Bye-bye.
No.
Bye-bye-bye. Luke from Cranbourne West. Hi, Luke.
What's going on, guys?
Luke, we're good. We're laughing at Byron's name again.
Okay.
Anyway, Luke.
Yeah, it's a good deal.
It is, isn't it? Luke.
Stay out of Luke.
What nickname have you given yourself?
Well, I actually gave at school, I gave myself the nickname Stubbs with a Z. yeah, it definitely didn't stick, though.
Why Stubbs?
Well, I used to wear stubby holders on my wrists because I couldn't afford armbands. So,
but I love, you know what I love most about it, Luke? Not only this giving
it's the best.
But it's the best because he's given himself a name, but he's also telling people how to spell it.
You can't put an S on the end, otherwise it's not cool.
No, yeah,
it's not
Z. Stubbs
cool.
With a Z.
What's coming up next?
I don't know.
Fox?
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye,
okay.
Bye-bye. 101.9. The Fox. Now, hey, Fev, this is a poor guy from Melbourne. Guy who was on his way to Brisbane and he's had an unfortunate incident on the plane. He was fat shamed. I'm calling this out because I don't like fat shaming and it's not fair and particularly to be humiliated on board. So he's aware that he's carrying a bit of extra weight, so he's deliberately booked and paid extra because for an exit row. So you can pay a little bit extra to get in that exit row. Anyway, he's gone to sit in his exit row and the flight attendant has said, no, we're going to have to move you. It's against regulations. And she's obviously inferring because of his weight. And then in front of everyone, because he sort of pushed back a bit and went, well, I've booked this. And she said, no, in future you should purchase 2 seats.
Whoa.
Gee.
And then he had to end up saying, I can fit in the seat fine. I'm sitting in the seat fine. I don't need a second seat. And apparently she was quite rude and said, well, you need 2 seats, sir. So next time book 2.
Wow.
No, it's not fun being fat shamed.
No.
And that's and I feel for that poor guy. Shout out to Darren if he's listening. You shouldn't have to go through that because, you know, I feel for people who are in that situation and for various reasons people can end up carrying extra weight. Usually it can be medical. It can often be mental health issues. And the last thing you need is to be brave enough to go, no, I'm going to get out into the world and
Do my thing.
On a flight and then to feel that way. I mean, Darren might not leave the house again after that happening.
Sorry, listen here, you little dumpling. I often... Sorry.
You just call Fifa dumpling.
Well, it's funny you bring that up because you did get a message this morning. Can you please read the message you got?
Oh, I did get a message.
Fifa did say we could call her a dumpling.
No, I said the other day I was waddling down to go to the toilet in the middle of the show and I went past my reflection in a window and I looked like a little dumpling.
Yeah.
I'm short and I'm now very large.
Right.
Particularly out the front,
okay.
In all areas, because the boobs, don't forget, they've gone up to a cup J. Yeah. No, I is that J? Yeah, J's after I. and my tummy's now exploded, and I'm very short and stout.
I often get it all the time because I'm not obese, but I'm fatter than what I used to be, and I get it at footy all the time. Mm. Oh, give up,
yeah,
you fat
get fat
pig.
Shamed.
Oh, your jumper doesn't even fit. Yeah, you should be doing sumo, not playing footy.
Oh, you look great.
Pretty sure I just kicked six, you little. Anyway, I got a little message from a lady, and it's she just let me know that from the 4th of November at 12 p.m. till 10 p.m. the Melbourne International Dumpling Festival was on at Queen Victoria Market. Fifi might be interested in this.
That's a nice
sent
touch.
With love.
It's a good promotional opportunity.
Oh, I mean, man, look, I'm being fat shamed.
And look,
dumpling
unfortunately,
shamed.
Look, we don't say these things. I mean, this is your own daughter who has said this. And you know, kids.
I can't believe you're going to use my daughter against me.
Yeah,
right
yeah.
Now.
Kids just, they just say what, you know, I guess it's. Just, anyway, I'll just play
it. Bye bye.
Bit harsh.
When you walk, this bit wobbles like that.
Does it?
Ow.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, this was a bit of a alarming story in the news over the last couple of days, Fev, about landlords and how some landlords. Now, this is in the Cranbourne Leader, so in local Cranbourne newspaper, talking about really vulnerable women who are struggling and finding themselves homeless or unable to pay rent. There are apparently ads going into local papers saying free rent and bills included for intimate relations. So, I mean, that's basically a landlord or a guy putting an ad in the paper going, you can come and stay at my place, but you're going to have to prostitute.
Payment is,
Shocking. That's vile. These ads. One, how do the ads get into the papers? Like, how do they get, you can't, who's taking the money off that guy?
I read this article and I sent it to Leon and I said, if this is true, wow. How's that legal? Is that, that's not legal?
Well, it's not. That's why I just, sometimes.
I don't understand.
I don't really go through classifieds that often.
Like the person sitting at the City of Casey, is it the Leader? Is it, did you say?
Cranbourne Leader. Yeah.
Going, oh, this is a good ad. We'll put that one in there.
Well, they just take their $150.
Charge them for
that
one.
Whatever it costs to put it in. It's interesting. The world of landlords is interesting in that, and I'm stepping away from that gross, vile adverts.
Please do.
But see, I remember when I was in London, I lived in there when I was about 20, 21, and I was living with a couple of Kiwis and Aussies, the whole expat thing we had going in Fulham. Dawes Road, Fulham, and we stayed in this place.
Wish you had a start of this story. There was an Aussie.
There was an
New Zealander.
There
was an Irishman. We walked into a house.
But the funny thing was we were all girls, and I was sharing the attic with two other girls. Literally, we were so poor. I lived in a sleeping bag in an attic. Yep. I slept in a sleeping bag for about 12 months. But we had this landlord, this guy that ran the shop downstairs. And you'd like get out of the shower, you'd be walking down the stairs. Oh, Pedro, what are you doing here?
Pedro.
Yeah, he was a Spanish guy.
Okay, Pedro.
Pedro, hey, you just let yourself in. He's like, oh, you know, I can't do a good Spanish accent, but essentially he was like, I'm coming to fix something. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, I'm sure there are laws that mean you can't just turn up.
There definitely are.
But I've got a girlfriend right now. Now, this doesn't reflect well on her because she's got a dog and she's not supposed to.
Yeah, that's a big no-no.
You can tell the landlord's gotten wind of this. And the landlord is doing surprise visits and doing a little bit of CCTV trying to catch her with the dog.
Geez. Nanny cam.
And you go, hang on a second. Because they've got you. A landlord's got you.
Yep.
It's their house. You've got to obey. 131060. Have we got any other stories of dodgy landlords? Dodgy ones.
Okay.
Ones where you're like, come on,
131060 with your dodgy landlord stories. You sure you don't want to do Pedro's accent? Are you sure?
It's just so many places I could go, but I want my job.
101.9 The Fox.
We're talking dodgy landlords. I feel like a bit like a current affair.
Yeah, this is very on point.
It is. Some landlords have been putting ads in local newspapers, in classifieds, offering free rent for certain services. No, thank you. Where's the ombudsman? Surely you've got to report those guys. And maybe girls. I don't want to discriminate. There might be some female landlords that are trying to get a bit of action.
It's possible.
I mean...
And the newspapers that are taking money for actually the actual
shame
adverts.
Shame on them.
Warren's just looking in the classified.
Okay, very funny.
Nathan in Caroline Springs. Hi, Nath.
How you doing?
Yeah, good, Nath. Nath, have you got a dodgy landlord or are you one?
No, I'm in the middle of leaving one, thank God.
Oh, what's happened?
I signed a 2-year lease back in August of, 2 years ago anyway. And it was in November, our hot water unit just broke. It just stopped working. We had no hot water. We contacted her, or we contacted the real estate agent, and for 3 months, they just basically, they sent out a plumber to fix it, or whoever I was, and yeah, they didn't believe him, they didn't believe us. I was sharing at my mother-in-law's for 3 months, over Christmas. And then the following March of last year, they put the house up for sale, and from then up until March of this year, we've been doing home opens. We've done over 50 home opens, private inspections.
50 inspections?
Hey, Nath, got a quick way around this, bro. Stop your direct debit, don't pay rent.
Oh.
And they'll fix it pretty quick, mate. Don't worry about that. As soon as the rent don't come in, whoa, they'll be on your door.
Well, that's the thing. Like, we pay our rent on time always.
Yeah. I just think your hot water goes, that's immediate action. That's not even the next day. That's you get someone that evening.
There's got to be a department. Why are we dealing with this? Someone needs to deal with this. As soon as you
walk into that house, you're paying rent for how that house looks.
Yes.
And as soon as something doesn't function and they don't fix it, stop paying rent. So I'm not.
You should make yourself Mr. Fix It. I love that. You just don't
stop.
Stop your debt.
They'll fix it quick.
Charlotte from Epping. Hey, Charlotte.
Hello. How are you going?
Good, Charlotte. Dodgy landlords. Have you got
I'm a property manager, so we see it all. And I've got one particular landlord who won't even service their heaters, like the old, like Vulcan heaters that have the carbon monoxide situation.
That can kill people.
Exactly. Wow. So he's pretty bad at supporting. Won't even let me do routine inspections. Because we don't want tenants to report maintenance.
Wow. There you go. Okay, well, that's...
Stop the rent.
Yeah. And finally, Paul from Taylor's Lakes. Hey, Paul.
Good morning. How are we?
Yeah, good, Paul. Paul, have you had a dodgy landlord?
Yeah, I had a very dodgy one. I had actually doing a few years ago shift work and basically didn't notify me regarding inspection. So he pretty much came in through the house and I wake up to noises, walking around the house, taking his car to an inspection. And then I got up, I'm like, what the hell is going on here? Who the hell are you? And I mean, et cetera, et cetera. And then pretty much the following day, went to Bunnings, grabbed a whole new set of locks and changed it so he wasn't allowed to the premises.
Problem solved. Well done, mate.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Single mums, this is the party for you. Fifi wants all of their dreams to come true. Melbourne, let's spoil them. Treat them like angels. Massages and facials. Flowers and cuddles. Single mums, this is the party for you.
Fifi's single mum's baby shower started out as a baby shower for her second little one that's on the way, and then she thought, hang on a minute, I should share this with all single mums in Melbourne that want to come and deserve a really special time.
Yeah, and because I think we all know a single mum, and single mums, they get on with it. It can often be tough. They don't always have support. I'm very lucky, and I want to say that again. I've chosen this path for myself, and I've got great friends and family around me, and I just don't think a lot of women on their own necessarily do. And it can be, it's supposed to be the happiest time of your life. But if you're on your own and you're pregnant, and you might be going through a tough time, that can be really difficult. That's why I really want to share this with single women who probably haven't had a day where they've been pampered and felt that love around them. Mm. Now, one of the really alarming things that's come up through this, we've been contacted by a number, and I'm going to say this, it's an overwhelming number of women who are single mums because of domestic violence situations. And that's been really tough to hear about, hear their stories and the time they're going through. And we've got one of those mums on the line. Now, we're using a voice disguiser and we've changed her name to protect her, obviously. But she is pregnant on her own, going through a tough time. Kate, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Kate, thank you for calling us. And firstly, congratulations, because you are pregnant, and that's a wonderful thing.
Yay.
How far along are you, Kate?
7 months.
Well, I reckon we are nearly on par.
Oh, yeah, it's not far off.
Now, Kate, you've contacted us. Now, you are in a situation where you have three children, all under eight, and now you're 7 months pregnant on your own. Can you tell us all about how you've arrived in that particular situation?
Yeah, well, I'm single now. I was with my ex-partner for 5 years, and we've both had children from previous relationships and just live like our little chaotic Brady Bunch family. And then it was probably about midway through our relationship that he became just more and more paranoid about this idea that I was having an affair. And one day you eventually argue back, and that's when things got physical.
So he got violent with you, Kate?
Yeah. So it started out small, and then it just gets worse and worse. But when he continued to do it, knowing I was pregnant, that's when I just had to make that decision that it's not just about me anymore. I mean, I'm fairly resilient, but there's a child in danger, and I just had to work my way through leaving the relationship.
Kate, it is so courageous of you to share that story, and to know I'm 7 months pregnant too, like you, and struggling, and to be going through what you're going through, which is obviously the breakdown of a relationship, but also the fear, the terror, and the violence that you've had to endure. You're so brave to share that story. And I think what you should take heart in is that there will be other women listening right now who know that there is a way out, and it's okay to do it on your own, and there will be support for you. And it seems really trivial, but we would love you to come to our baby shower, because obviously through this, nobody's treated you to a baby shower, and you are a single mum who's doing it particularly tough on your own. So would you come to our baby shower? We'd love to have you there.
Yeah, I'd love to be there, definitely.
For one day, we want to pamper you, spoil you, and remind you that regardless of the hardship you've just been through and you're continuing to go through, this beautiful baby is coming into the world.
Yeah.
And this should be the happiest time in your life, and we're going to make sure you feel like it's the happiest time in your life.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
You hold the line. Great. We'll make sure you're there. It's going to be such a beautiful morning. It's taking shape so well, this event. It's going to be so special. So,
and anyone listening who similarly would like to put their hand up and say, can I come? I'm a single mum and I'm doing it tough. Or if you know anyone, a friend, your daughter, your sister, do contact us, fox.com.au, to our website or our Facebook page. The more the merrier. I mean, we can't spoil enough single mums in Melbourne.
Beautifully said. And of course, if you're listening to this and sadly resonate with anything that Kate said, there is a 24-hour support service available to you. The number is Lifeline 13 11 14.
1019. The Fox. The Fox.
Fifi's single mum's baby shower just goes from strength to strength. It's been unbelievable, the amount of support, including the support of Underworks. Big shout out. A huge range of baby socks for tiny toes. Underworks have got behind this and really helped us, Fifi, take this baby shower that you're sharing with Melbourne single mums to the next level.
They, Underworks, have been so generous, as have many other businesses in Melbourne. Yesterday, Conrad Sewell, he's number one on the iTunes charts at the moment.
Coming.
He said, can I come and perform for all the single mums? And we still didn't have a venue locked in. Now, Conrad might have had a little bit to do with this, but we've been approached by one of the biggest venues in Melbourne. This is huge. So all the single mums who are coming and have been going, well, where is it? When is it? How good is this?
The venue that's hosted the world's biggest stars.
I'm Nicki Minaj.
Hello, everybody. We're the Killers.
Hey, what's going on? It's your boy Neo.
We're One Direction.
With a capacity of over 10,000 people, is now the home to the biggest baby shower in Melbourne. Fifi's Single Mum Baby Shower at Melbourne Arena.
Melbourne Arena. ladies.
Wow.
We're going to Melbourne Arena for our baby shower. How good is that?
That is amazing. And I'm not quite sure. I played netball in a celebrity game there. That didn't make the edit. But,
Nicki Minaj in One Direction by looking huge.
I just got trumped.
In goal attack.
That is going to be huge. So, Single Mum's Baby Shower at Melbourne Arena.
Now we've got to fill it.
It's going to be huge.
Plenty of room.
Got to fill an arena.
That will be our next challenge. June 7 is the date too. So we've got the venue, we've got the date, and so many more partners as well jumping on board. Fox.com.au. Yeah.
And just thanks to all the people that contacted us on Fox.com.au and on my Instagram with venues. I would have had 100 venues say they'd open it up for free for us, but we're going big. We went in an arena. So thanks to everyone that did. We obviously can't get back to everyone. So there's your thank you.
Brilliant stuff. Fox.com.au. And of course, if you know a deserving single mum who should be there, it seems we've got a bit of room. Go to fox.com.au and nominate them. It's going to be a great morning.
101.9 The Fox.
Hey, a bit earlier on the show, Fev, remember we were talking about how Anthony Albanese. He last night on the project, he pretty much gave himself his nickname Albo, because the question was, how do we pronounce it once and for all? And he said, look, you're probably supposed to pronounce it Albanese, but why don't we all just go with Albo? And it's funny when you give yourself a nickname, and it got us all talking. And then we got a message from your brother, Jace.
Yes.
Now, Jace has brought to our attention that you, back in your Birch Court days in Narre Warren, you gave yourself a little nickname.
What was it?
Fabio.
No.
Yeah, no, apparently, according to Jason.
Why did you call yourself Fabio?
Do you know back a couple of weeks ago?
Please explain.
Do you know back a couple of weeks ago when the Essendon captain was talking Dyson Heppel to, what's his name?
Fantasia.
Yeah, he said to one of the commentators, it's actually called Fantasia.
Yeah.
Taking the piss. So the whole commentary, they went Fantasia.
Yeah.
And then they interviewed him on the Monday and said, no, we're taking the piss. He's actually pronunciation Fantasia. Yeah. Jason's having a lendy, mate.
Well, there was an explanation also given on the message as to why
I think he's taking the
Fev
piss.
Has called himself Fabio.
The suggestion is that you straightened your hair to go to a formo to look like Fabio.
Never straightened my hair. I had curly hair, so
I had long curls. All right, I'm not sure who to believe.
Okay, well, no, let's take the spotlight off Fev for a second. Remember, Fev, you and I came up with a new nickname for Byron.
Byron
doesn't have a real nickname.
I get Cookie
a
bit.
So we want to give you bye.
That's not going to take off.
No, but it'll be great in meetings when we don't want you to talk anymore.
Yeah. My nickname was Bomber. 101.9
The Fox.
Byron.
One of my favourite movies, Aladdin. I am talking about the animated version with Robin Williams as the genie. Mm-hmm. The new Aladdin is in cinemas today, so I'm really excited about this.
Yes, it's going to be massive.
I've heard great reviews about Will Smith as the genie.
Great.
Because that, as we've all said, Robin Williams, very tough act to follow.
Just quickly, Boxy, did you see Will Smith on Ellen yesterday or the day before? He wore the lamp around his...
his groin.
Yeah, and it was a big lamp.
That's cute.
It was very funny. Alan was like, geez, very excited. So I give it a rub, and he goes, I think it's already been rubbed.
Whoa.
It was amazing.
Good now, fun. Fev, in honour of Aladdin,
very funny.
The new movie in cinemas today, we thought, why don't we play our regular segment we've had on this show for over 3 years?
Fifi, Fev and Byron's Disney karaoke. Everyone can get involved even if you're blokey. Doesn't really matter if you're serious or jokey. Fifi, Fev and Byron's Disney karaoke.
Always fun, so much fun.
Oh, it's always fun to sing Disney songs, isn't it? Now, as usual with this segment that we always do, Disney-okey, you call through with any Disney song you like. You want it to be from Frozen. You want The Little Mermaid. We'll take any song, but... it is Aladdin themed today.
Why don't you kick us off?
Well, I was just going to play. Remember the other day we had because Moana's my other favourite.
Oh, it is too.
And we had Joe, and this was brilliant. Joe from Bendigo belting out, "You're welcome."
What can I say is that you're welcome from the tides, the sun, the sky. Hey, it's okay, you're welcome. I'm just an ordinary jammy guy.
See, we have a backlog of callers over the years.
Unbelievable.
It's really good, isn't it? Now, you're right. Can I, because, is look, if you want an Aladdin song, because we're celebrating Aladdin, okay. He's one of my favourites.
Okay.
May I perform, guys?
Yes,
could
go.
We just ask for a short?
Yes, but I'm going to do my, because people think, A Friend Like Me is probably one of my favourite songs, but my actual favourite is Prince Ali. Mm. Now, I don't, you may not even know this song. Oh, have you got a grab of it?
I've never really watched it.
Ali, mighty is he, Ali of Papua, strong as 10 regular men, definitely. He faced the galloping hordes. 100 bad guys with swords.
Wow, are you ready? Was that just your warm-up, was it?
Okay, yeah, I'll go from the top. So here you go.
Good luck.
Hey, clear the way in the old bazaar. Hey, you, let him through. He's a brand new czar. Oh, come be the first on your box to meet his eye. Make way, here he comes. Bang the drums, bang the drums. You're gonna love this guy, Prince Ali. Happy is he, Ali Ababwa. Genuflect, show some respect. Down on one knee. He faced the galloping hordes. 100 bad guys with swords. Wow. Do you like it?
Oh, wow. Stop.
Don't stop.
Voices and everything.
You did the hand gestures and everything.
Oh, you've been in a car with me when we've got Disney songs on.
That was brilliant. But for the first time, you actually left us wanting more. Like, that was actually really good.
Really?
Yeah, that was exceptionally good. 13, 10, it took us by surprise.
Keep going.
Oh. 13, 10, 16.
You got to do that. See, Robin was brilliant and he got that sort of Brooklyn accent in
How
there.
How'd it go?
He faced the galloping hordes. 100 bad guys with swords.
You sound like Nicki Minaj. Anyway, 13, 10, 60, give us a call.
Starships. You're meant to fly.
101.9.
The Fox. The Fox.
Fifi, Feb and Byron's Disney karaoke. Everyone can get involved, even if you're blokey. Doesn't really matter if you're serious or jokey. Fifi, Feb and Byron's Disney karaoke.
Hey, this is good fun.
This is good fun. Now we have Nikki from Carrum Downs. You there, Nikki?
Here she is, Nikki. Here she is.
Now, Nikki, what we've done to you is quite cruel. We just played the performance of Michael James Scott singing.
He nailed it, too.
Singing the song you're about to sing, and he was fresh from Broadway. So you're following a Broadway singer performing the same song, Nikki, but we'll all be with you because it is the most popular song from the movie, let's be honest. Off you go.
Fantastic. Thanks, guys. Have some of column A, try all of column B. I'm in the mood to help you, dude. You ain't never had a friend like me. Can your friends do this? Can your friends do that? Can your friends pull this out their little hat? Can your friends go, whoo? Well, looky here. Can your friends go abracadabra? Let her rip and then make a fuck disappear.
Oh, hey,
I loved it, but I don't think your kids liked it. In the background.
Amazing. Nikki, well done.
How did that feel to perform that to all of Melbourne, Nikki?
It's an honour, but hey, I really love you guys, and I honestly listen every morning.
Oh, beautiful. Thanks, Nikki. It's one of our faves. Let's actually have a chat with Amber in Watsonia. Hey, Amber.
Hi.
How old are you, Amber?
9.
Oh, Amber, welcome to Disney Oki. Have you heard the segment before?
Yeah.
Oh, well, we're so glad we've got you on, Amber. Now, what's your favourite Disney song?
Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, beautiful. I love this song, Amber.
Taylor's oldest time. Don't sing yet, Amber. We're just playing it so people are around the song. Here we go.
And you can... That's Angela Lansbury singing, side note.
R.I.P. Is Angela...
No, she's still alive.
I'm sorry. Then somebody okay. Just checking.
Good segment for another day, Boxy. Dead or alive?
I think another radio station do that.
Well, they weren't the first to do it. It's been around for 20 years.
Amber, off you go with Beauty and the Beast.
Tale as old as time, true as it can be. Barely even friends, then somebody bends unexpectedly. Just a little change, small to say the least. Both a little scared, neither one prepared. beauty and for peace.
Oh, Amber, well done, that was Amber. So beautiful. That melted my heart.
That was beautiful.
What a gorgeous singer, Amber. Well done.
Thank you.
You're gorgeous. Wow, that was, that breaks my heart. That was so beautiful.
Not as much as my heart got broken when you shut me down about 3 seconds ago.
What happened, mate? What, were you okay?
And now we've got, not Cam from South Yarra, he's gone.
I don't know, he's Crystal.
Looking forward to Cam. Hey, Crystal.
Hi.
Crystal, what are you going to perform for us for Disney Oki?
Well, you have to bear with me because I've just come back from having a cold, so I've lost my voice. But I'm going to sing A Whole New World.
A whole new world.
Wonderful.
A new fantastic point of view.
Exactly. Lovely. Like that.
Okay, exactly. Okay, Crystal, ooh, off you go, and we will excuse the cold that you currently have.
Okay.
A whole new world, a new fantastic point of view. No one to tell us no, or where to go, or say we're only dreaming. A whole new world, a dazzling place I never knew. But when I'm way up here, it's crystal clear that now I'm in a whole new world with you.
I know what you did.
Strong.
Is that off Aladdin?
Yeah, that's awesome. That's probably the biggest song off Aladdin. But Crystal, you did that thing where you go, oh, I'm not very good. And you
nailed it. That
and
trick.
Sung in a bathroom, so it echoes a bit better.
Great well acoustics in there. Now, well thank played. You to everyone. So that's going to be a massive movie today. Aladdin is in cinemas today. Everyone's going to go see that one. We are out of here.